listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Wrong Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gill-Paird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Bringing a quick rhema word your way unto them. Because God is good, and all the time, God is good. The good word that I have for you today is, what time is it? We're living our lives carelessly. It's not time to be making a fool of yourself. It is time to be awakened out of your slumber. Come on and say amen. The master is soon to return.
Yes.
He has a vineyard, and we are the vineyard of the Lord.
Amen.
Come on and say amen.
Amen.
He spoke in the Old Testament, one of the prophets prophesied, and God was saying, behold, I have made a vineyard.
Right.
I cultivated a vineyard, and I prune the vineyard, I fence the vineyard, and when it was time for the vineyard to bring forth good fruit, the vineyard brought forth wild fruit. What shall I do to my vineyard? Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are the vineyard of the Lord. And he is expecting production.
Yes.
He is expecting not just fruit from you. He's expecting somebody shall quality fruit. Sometimes it's amazing to me because we refuse to see what time it is. So some of us find ourselves in the pig pen. And your pig pen could be your prison ward. I have some friends behind bars that are tuning in every Sabbath morning. And receiving letters about the miracles that God is doing. Come on and say amen.
Amen.
Come on and say amen.
Amen.
And I have more than friends behind bars. I have a family member behind bars.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
And like I was saying before, sometimes we're in a particular place for a particular reason.
Amen.
Somebody bless God.
Amen.
Could somebody bless God? Sometimes you are in prison not because you deserve to be there, not because you have done anything to be there, but sometimes to be I could obtain salvation. Put your hands together and bless God. Come on, put those hands together and bless the Lord. That was his mission. But some folks that were around him had no idea what time it was. Some folks around him thought that he came to look at the beauty of the city or the beauty of the temple. So in verse 5 of St. Luke 21, it says, "And as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, as for these things, which ye behold, the day will come, in the which there shall be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." Jesus was walking around this most gorgeous temple. And Jesus was not fascinated by the decor of the temple.
Amen.
There were beautiful stones in the temple. I believe that the temple was decked with gold and silver. But Jesus was not paying any attention to that. So somebody said, "Master, I noticed that you haven't seen," and I'm paraphrasing, "I noticed you haven't seen the stone. I'm watching you and you're not looking." Somebody bless God. But Jesus looked at that individual and his response was, "In 3 days, I will tear down this temple and build it again." Is this what you're fascinated about? Every stone will be thrown down. When they heard that, their heart was filled with indignation. "How dare you speak such blasphemy against the temple? Do you know what it takes to build this temple?" And I have news for you. This was not the temple that Solomon built. The temple that Solomon built was already destroyed by the Babylonians. Hello? And after God set them free from Babylon, they came back and God began to rebuke them because everyone started building their own house. And God said, "What about my house?" And so the people pulled together and they built, somebody shout, another temple. So if this temple was so fascinating, can you imagine what Solomon's temple looked like? And I believe that if Solomon's temple was still standing there, Jesus would have said the same thing. "I have power to tear down this temple and build it again in 3 days." But you see, they had no idea that Jesus was not speaking about the natural temple. He was speaking about his body. Somebody bless God. The point I'm trying to bring about today is that God is not impressed with the things that we possess. God is not impressed with how much we are dressed up. God is not impressed with our fine cars. God is not impressed with our houses. God is not impressed with the amount of money we have in the bank. You just can't impress him.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
If you want to impress God, if you want to impress Yahshua, Yahshua is impressed when one believes that everything that is in your life, he can tear it down were intriguing for somebody. Bless God. I said, somebody magnify God. Somebody lift up the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up the name of Jesus. What is it that is in your life that the Lord can tear down? Hello? Hello?
Amen. Hallelujah.
In our lives, we have sickness. In our lives, we have poverty. In our lives, we have confusions. In our lives, we have depression. And the beauty about it is that we can dress it up. Oh, we just know how to dress it up.
Yes.
We're as broke as a chicken, but we carry the most fancy pocketbooks, and we don't have $2 in them. Yes. We drive some of the most expensive cars, and oh my God, you should see where we're parking it. Oh, somebody bless God in this house. We dress up our situations.
Yes.
Some of us have confessed, look, the Lord to be our personal Savior for a long time. And we're still struggling with the same mess. Not your neighbor and say, neighbor, it only takes 3 days. It only takes 3 days. 3 days for God to kill that thing. And 3 days for me to be resurrected. And 3 days for me to come. Somebody praise him. I don't care what kind of mess you have on your life. He can take 3 days and tear it down and build you anew. What is it that is in your life? What is that weakness that hover over you? Hello? Come on and rip the sheet off. Come on, take the sheet off. Be real with God. He will be real with you. On the cross, two thieves were hanging there side by side. One of them just looked. One of them said, can I go to paradise with you? And simply because he asked it, it didn't even take him 3 days. The Lord said, yes. Today. Not somebody tell them, I'm going to count down the time. I'm going to turn my 3 days into one day. Because none of us are killing you. So just by saying, Lord, I surrender. Lord, here I am. Lord, take me as I am without one plea. Don't have to take 3 days. Somebody shout right now. Come on, tell somebody they're going to make a cognizant decision. Right now. Right now. And I'm going to surrender all that I know fancy stones. Take off the fine jewelry. Come naked before God and tell him, here I am, I'm broken. I'm hurting. I'm sad. I'm wounded. I heard somebody cried out before God the other day and the person said, I'm broken. And I have failed God. Can I tell you something about God? He has a weakness. Did you know that God has a weakness? Look at somebody and said, when God made man, he made man in his image and in his likeness. Man has a weakness. God also has a weakness. You know what his weakness is? The only weakness that he has is that he cannot resist a humble person. He has a weakness in there. He said, I'm broken and a contrite heart. I can't resist. I don't care how devilish you are. I don't care how wretched you are. If you ever humble yourself before God, if you ever become broken before God, heaven will respond. You can talk about me all you want. also another wicked man. His name was Manasseh. The word of the Lord said, there was not another king like him, and there will never be another after him. He was so wicked. But one day, when Manasseh was on his way out, he knew that this was it, and that God was going to take him out. Manasseh humbled himself before God. This is a man that offers swine upon the altar of God. This is a man that allowed his children to walk through fire. And this is a man that oppressed the people of God. And he humbled himself. God turned around and delivered him. Someone saw that Manasseh was buried in the same cemetery where the big men, where the priests of God and the kings of God were buried. Oh, somebody shout, what an honor. For in the day that a wicked man turned from his wickedness, all of his wickedness are forgotten, and they will not be mentioned anymore. Oh, somebody bless God. Somebody magnify God. Somebody lift up the name of Jesus. Somebody praise him for his awesome goodness. Oh Lord, I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. Point I'm making again, don't you dare put down on a person in spite of their behavior. Pray for them. If you can, lend them a helping hand. Say, here is a hand. You can get up from that place. You can get up from that place. Oh, somebody magnify the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up the name of Yeshua. Yes, the Lord is going to pull you out of that place. All it takes is for you to humble yourself. Just humble yourself. Is there anyone under the hearing of my voice that will say today, Lord, here I am. I know that I have some crooked ways about me. I know that my thoughts are not always pure. I know that my tongue don't always speak righteously. But I humble myself in your presence, God. I surrender all. You don't have to fix up any fancy prayer. Your son Yeshua, and I humble myself before you. I confess my sins and my transgression. This is who I am. I want to be truthful to you. Here I am. You might have some things you want to say to God you don't want anyone to hear. So get into your closet and be real with God. The fine stones. Pull out the decoration that is hiding your pain. Pull them down. Come on, tell somebody I'm under construction now. Come on, tell the Lord is pulling down everything. Come on, the Lord is tearing down everything. The Lord is going to make me over again. The Lord is going to make me to a brand new person. Somebody wave your hand across this room and bless me. I tell you, we hold nothing. Come on, we hold nothing. We hold nothing. I'm going to tell you the truth, Lord. We hold nothing. Hallelujah. So your deliverance. Your deliverance. Your deliverance is in your grasp right now. It's the time for deliverance. You are one step away from being free right now. Come on, close your eyes over here. I said that you're one step away from being free. You're one step away from being healed. You're one step away from your breakthrough. And I heard the voice of the Lord say, the blessing has come. The blessing has come.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
All the nations of the earth, all the angels and